get started, I'll give you some of the updates regarding the injuries. The only real change from yesterday, we'll see where Devin's at today, Hester, in regards to his availability, and we'll work some with him today, and then we'll see where it goes from there. So Brooks will be down again, and other than that, guys are doing well. Had a good practice yesterday, and big emphasis today, third down, as we're going through it. So that'll open up some questions. Getting ready for the game.
Byron Maxwell, somebody you know
yes.
Very, very well. How did he, obviously his numbers were big, he stepped up and made big plays, but if you could kind of go back and look at his development.
Yeah, I think a couple of things. One, the competitor, and, you know, just playing at the end. I think he was one of the best technique players that we had. You know, he was just constantly working on that. And I think probably the second part of his game that we all had have such respect for is just the awareness for the football. He was, you know, leading the way, kind of taking shots at it, getting picks, poking it out. He had this great length, you know, as an outside player, so he could kind of reach in, get the ball out, or take a shot at it. So I think from the technique standpoint, the competitor, and then lastly, his, you know, mindset to go after the ball, I think a combination of those three things, you know, allowed him to just keep ascending as a player.
As you look at a likely matchup with him and Julio, he's likely to have his hands kind of full.
Yes. Yep.
You guys, I mean, Julio is one of these elite kind of franchise players, not kind of, he's a franchise player that can really hang.
Yeah, he's really unique.
Everything
yeah.
On. I mean, and so as you put together pieces with your offensive line and kind of figure that out, his role is just immense.
Right, and I think just when you have a guy like who, and how do we feature players best? And so that's kind of the unique part about what he is, where he can play, you know, at wide receiver all three positions. He can be on the right, he can be on the left, he can be inside. So when you have a player that has that kind of uniqueness, you just try to find ways to feature him to be at his best. And for him, that work that he put in now allows him to do that, you know, like not just where he can play one spot, but the work that he put in to, you know, be able to play in a number of roles.
Anybody else, D-Lo, you got anything today?
I'm good.
You cleaned out. Vaughn, you got anything today?
Yeah, Coach.
You got it.
I'm sorry about that. You talked about Trufant a little bit yesterday.
Right.
Stuff like that. And Richard Smith didn't really get into details and stuff
sure.
like that. But I know Desmond said, hey, you know what? I'm in this defense, it looks like I'm just staying on my side and stuff like that. You kind of decide what to do with that situation? With
yeah, he'll play. You know, we mainly play sides. And then if there's times that we want to match up as a man-to-man, that's what we'll do. But generally, we have, you know, such good confidence in how we play with him and Rob and Flip and Jalen that we'll play on our sides to start off. And then as we need to, if we wanted to match up in a certain way that we could. But it's kind of part of our scheme where we just keep getting really good at the techniques that we play. And we don't get as concerned about some of the matchups on the other side, but how good can we play at our techniques? Yeah. Yep. Yeah, that kind of versatility for him where he can play outside and inside. And one of the things I just love about his game is the tackling. And sometimes that happens a little more inside in the nickel. And so for him, he's got the quickness to match up with the guys who run the option routes inside, and then the tackling is there as well. So him and Flip or Phillip Adams have been the guys who have been working inside at nickel. And then outside, Robert and Jalen and True have been the guys who are getting most of the outside work.
So those guys, how will they handle that matchup in the slot with Jordan Matthews, a little bigger guy, caught a lot of balls last year?
Yeah, I know. He did a really good job, especially even, you know, the targets were high on third down as well. So, yeah, Jordan's one of the guys in there that they don't talk a lot about and is a really good player. And so, yeah, that's you know, part of the, you know, living inside when you play nickel, you know, and the matchups that you have. So we wouldn't put them in there if we didn't have the confidence they could do the job, that's for sure.
Off the subject,
yeah, sure.
Real quick, if you don't mind, what does it mean to you? You have a birthday on September 11th.
And right.
I'm sure.
Yeah, it's a really, oh, it is. Yeah, no doubt. And it really hits home for me, not only, you know, from friends passing to, you know, people who lived in our town who passed. And then, you know, just like the remembrance of that day, all of us, you know, somewhere, and we kind of talked about that in our team meeting today. You know, we'll never forget that. And it was, you know, as tough as it can get, you know, for our country. And I told some of the young guys who were really young at the time, like, football stopped. And it was all about, you know, us and, you know, coming back together. And, yeah, it's definitely one that hits home for me on that day and one I think about a lot during the year and especially on this day.
Thanks, Coach.
All right.